Have you ever really stopped to think about the water you drink, like every single day?
Probably not much, right?
Exactly. It just comes out of the tap, we assume it's clean, and well, we just drink it. But what if you could go beyond just, hoping it's good? What if you could actually tailor it, make it perfect just for you?
A personalized water experience.
Yeah, the whole idea of customizing your own water filter, it feels like unlocking a new level of control over something so basic, so essential.
It really does.
So today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that, DIY water purifiers, custom filter cartridges.
And it's not just about, say, grabbing something off the shelf.
No, not at all. It's about understanding what's going on, taking charge, and maybe even helping the planet a bit too.
And that's the fascinating part, isn't it? This idea that clean water isn't just one single thing, it's actually deeply personal.
Personal how?
Well, it depends entirely on your location, where you live, the type of building, even the specific source of your water. It varies a lot.
Okay, so this deep dive is really for you listening right now to understand maybe why that generic filter you have. Well, maybe it isn't quite cutting it.
Right. We want you to get how these different technologies work, the specifics.
And how you can use that knowledge to really control your water quality, hopefully leading to some aha moments about something as fundamental as water.
Exactly. Those moments where you realize, oh, that's why it tastes like that. Or maybe this is what I need.
Okay, so where do we start? You can't really filter effectively if you don't know what you're filtering from, right?
Precisely. You've got to understand your water story first. Why knowing your source? Well, it's more critical than most people probably think.
So this isn't just about maybe saving money with a DIY approach.
Oh, it goes way beyond that. I
Yeah.
mean, sure, that can be a factor, but fundamentally, it's about getting a much deeper understanding of the water you're putting in your body every day.
Taking active control.
Active control, exactly. And making choices, informed choices, that actually help reduce pollution, too. It really puts the power back in your hands.
That feels like a really important shift, moving from just being a passive consumer to actively managing something, not just for our own health.
But for the environment, too.
Yeah.
And that very first step, the crucial one, is knowing your unique water source.
Okay.
Because our sources really hammer this home.
Yeah.
Every region, every type of building, they have very different water quality issues.
Which means they need different treatments.
Correct. So you need to figure out your specific needs before you can even think about choosing the right purifier. You can't just, guess.
Right. Picking one blindly off the shelf isn't going to cut it.
Not if you want it to be truly effective. Let's maybe look at a few examples just to show how different the concerns can be.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so imagine you live in a big apartment building, a community building. They usually have water towers, and these are often cleaned pretty regularly.
Okay, so that's good.
It is, but the main thing you're likely dealing with then is the residual chlorine, from the city's water treatment process.
Ah, that swimming pool smell or taste sometimes.
Exactly that. That's your primary concern there, typically.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about, say, a standalone house, like a single-family home with its own water tank? Maybe the water sits there longer.
Good point. In those cases, yeah, the water usage might be slower. The chlorine from the city supply might actually dissipate over time.
So less chlorine, that sounds good.
It can be, but then the main worry shifts. It might become algae spores. Things can start to grow in the tank if the water isn't moving through quickly.
Ugh. Okay, so different problem entirely. Not chemicals, but living things.
Precisely. A very common issue, actually, and it needs a different filtering approach than just tackling chlorine.
And thinking about people outside the cities, maybe communities using mountain springs, that sounds idyllic, but are there risks?
There can be, absolutely. For water drawn directly from mountain springs, the big thing to watch out for is potentially kerocyte eggs. Yeah, it's a direct natural contamination risk. And your average basic filter might completely miss something like that. It's invisible, potentially serious. It really shows why you need to know your source.
That is sobering. Okay, one more scenario. Groundwater. Lots of people in suburbs or rural areas rely on wells, right?
They do. And with groundwater, the primary concern often shifts towards potential heavy metal contamination.
How does that happen?
It can seep into the ground from, well, various industrial or agricultural sources,
Yeah.
sometimes even old plumbing. And unlike chlorine or sediment, you often can't taste or see heavy metals.
So you might not even know you have a problem.
Exactly. That kind of hidden threat really underlines why knowing your specific water source is just, it's step one, absolutely vital.
Okay, so it's clear this is way more than just filtering. It's about being informed, like having an insider's guide to your own water.
Informed hydration, I like that.
But knowing what the potential problems are is only, you know, half the equation.
Right. Now we need to talk about the how.
Exactly. Let's shift gears and get into the tech. How do these advanced filters actually tackle the specific things we've just talked about? This is where the science gets really interesting.
Okay, let's focus on two really key technologies that are central to effective, personalized filtration. First up is the high-density activated carbon rod.
Activated carbon? I've heard of that. What's special about this one?
Well, its main job is to be really, really good at reducing common issues. Things like cysts, even asbestos fibers, and crucially, that residual chlorine we mentioned.
Ah, so it tackles the taste and smell problem?
Big time. It significantly improves water taste and odor, which, let's be honest, makes a huge difference in how much you enjoy drinking water.
Definitely. The sources mentioned some specs, a 1 micrometer pore size, and an iodine value over 1,000. What does that iodine number actually mean for us in simple terms?
Think of the iodine value as a measure of the carbon's hunger for impurities. A high number, like over 1,000, means it has an absolutely massive internal surface area. Imagine a sponge, but with billions of tiny interconnected pathways. That huge surface area is what makes it incredibly good at trapping or absorbing dissolved chemicals and impurities from the water as it flows through.
So it grabs onto the bad stuff. And you said high-density carbon. Why is that better than, say, just standard activated carbon?
Good question. High density means you pack more filtration power into the same amount of space. You get more of those tiny pores.
Which means?
Which means better adsorption, more effective filtration overall. It also usually means the filter lasts longer.
Oh, longer lifespan. That's good.
Definitely. And you often get less pressure drop, so your water flows better without sacrificing the cleaning power. And of course, that noticeably better taste is key.
And safety. Are these materials tested?
Oh, absolutely. They use materials that meet standards like NSF 61 and are FDA approved.
Okay, NSF certified, what does that really guarantee?
NSF 61, specifically, is about drinking water system components. It means the materials have been rigorously tested to make sure they won't leach any harmful stuff back into your water. It's basically a gold standard for safety.
Mm.
Combined with FDA approval, it tells you these are not just effective, they're safe.
Got it. That's a lot packed into one filter rod. What's the second key technology?
The second one is the hollow fiber membrane. This is more like a physical barrier.
A barrier.
Yeah, think of it like an ultra-fine screen. It's designed to physically block microscopic contaminants. But here's the clever part. It does this while letting beneficial minerals pass through.
Oh, that's important. So it doesn't strip everything out. How fine are we talking here?
Incredibly fine. The pore size is typically around 0.1 micrometers.
0.1 micrometers? How small is that, really?
Well, consider that most bacteria are larger than 0.2 micrometers, even the smallest ones.
Ah, so bacteria literally can't fit through.
Exactly. It physically stops bacteria, like Campylobacter, Salmonella, E. coli, also protozoa, things like Cryptosporidium, Giardia, and even microplastics. It's a wall against them.
Wow. When you break it down like that, the science behind these tiny holes is amazing, making such a huge difference in what actually ends up in your glass.
It really is. And that point about minerals is crucial.
Why is that?
Because unlike some other methods like reverse osmosis, hollow fiber membranes keep the essential minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, in the water.
And those affect taste and health, right?
Absolutely. They contribute to healthier water and, frankly, better tasting water. This tech also comes with certifications like NSF 42, which relates to aesthetic effects like taste and odor.
Any other cool features of these membranes?
Yeah, they're designed to be hydrophilic, meaning water passes through easily. They often have what's called a high flux structure, so you get good flow rates. And some even have special fibers built in to prevent air bubbles from blocking the filter, you know, airlocks, which keeps it running efficiently.
So if you put it all together, choosing the right mix of these, like the carbon and the hollow fiber, it's like building a custom shield for your water.
That's a great way to put it. A defense system tailored to the specific threats in your water, but one that doesn't remove the good stuff.
Truly personalized health. Okay, this is making sense. We know the potential problems. We know the key technologies. Now, how do we actually combine them? How do we build that custom solution? And you mentioned an environmental angle, too.
Yes, absolutely. This is where you, the user, really step into the driver's seat. When you're tailoring your system, you need to think about your main goals.
Okay, like what?
Like, is your top priority getting rid of that residual chlorine taste and smell? Or maybe you're in an older house or use well water, so removing lead and heavy metals is number one.
Or maybe you just want the peace of mind of knowing you can drink straight from the tap, so getting bacteria-free potable water is the goal.
Exactly. Or perhaps you live in a hard water area. You might want something that helps inhibit scale buildup on your appliances and fixtures.
Right, the white crusty stuff. And it's worth repeating, like the sources say, that inhibiting scale is different from true water softening, which usually involves salt.
A very important distinction, yes. Scale inhibition often uses different methods to prevent minerals from sticking, rather than removing them entirely.
And once you know your priorities, what about the physical setup?
Then you look at practicalities.
Yeah.
There are different filter housing types. Some are inline, some are quick release for easier filter changes.
Makes maintenance simpler.
Exactly. And the beauty is the scalability. You can customize systems for a whole house that's point of entry or PoE.
Filtering everything that comes in.
Right. Or just for a specific tap like your kitchen sink that's point of use POU. There are options for home, business, even portable or personal filters for camping or travel. It's incredibly versatile.
So lots of choices to make it fit your life. But let's talk about that environmental aspect. How does sustainability fit into DIY filters?
This is actually a really key part of the philosophy for some manufacturers in this space. They focus on product design that minimizes waste.
How so?
By designing components for reuse. A great example is using durable outer filter shells, often made from recyclable PP plastic that you keep.
Ah, so you don't throw the whole thing away every time.
Precisely. You keep the shell, and you just replace the filter media inside. There's this concept highlighted in the sources, the Your Pure Environmental DIY Filter.
Yeah.
It really embodies this. Reusable shells paired with modular filter materials, the carbon, the hollow fiber, whatever you need. You build your own purifier based on your water test results and needs.
That's smart. DIY and eco-friendly right from the start.
Totally. And it goes even further. They actually encourage creative reuse of the old filter materials, specifically the activated carbon rods.
Reuse the used carbon? How?
Well, it turns out that used activated carbon can be really beneficial for plants.
Get out!
Yeah. Carbon helps aerate the soil and can improve plant growth. Plus, the porous structure of the old filter rod itself can actually hold on to water and nutrients. So you can literally break it up and mix it into potting soil, or even use the old housing cleaned out as a sort of starter pot.
That is brilliant, turning filter waste into plant food.
Isn't it? It closes the loop. And they're apparently even asking you listening, for more creative ideas on how to reuse these old carbon filters.
So the choices you make about your filter aren't just about your water. They can actually contribute to a more sustainable approach overall. That's fantastic.
It really is. It's looking at the whole life cycle.
Yeah.
Empowering you with customization, but also encouraging thoughtful reuse and recycling. It goes beyond just filtration. It's about being a responsible consumer.
What a journey. Okay, let's quickly recap what we've unpacked today. This has been incredibly insightful.
It really connects a lot of dots.
Yeah. We started with why it's absolutely crucial to understand your specific water source first. Apartment, house, spring water, groundwater, they all have unique challenges.
Can't stress that enough. Then we dove into the how the power of high-density activated carbon, especially for taste, chlorine, and general impurities.
And the amazing hollow fiber membrane, that physical barrier against bacteria, protozoa, microplastics, all while keeping those good minerals in.
Mm-hmm. Retaining the good stuff is key.
And then we brought it all together. Tailoring your system, choosing filters based on your needs, chlorine, lead, bacteria, scale.
Making it truly your system.
Plus, the practicalities of different housings and setups, PoE versus POU, and wrapping it up with that fantastic eco angle, reusable shells, modular designs, and even turning old carbon filters into something great for your garden.
It shows a real commitment beyond just selling a product. It's about stewardship.
Absolutely. There's a real satisfaction, isn't there, in knowing you can build, understand, and maintain your own source of clean, pure water.
It's empowering. That knowledge, that control. It brings real peace of mind.
Yeah.
And it makes a tangible difference for you and for the planet.
So, as you think about the water you drink, maybe reflect on this. It's not just about what you filter out. It's also about what you can potentially give back.
Mm.
Just like that old carbon filter feeding a plant. How many other things we consider waste in our daily lives could actually be transformed, could become something beneficial for our environment if we just thought about them differently?
That's a really powerful thought to end on. Shifting perspective on waste.
Something to definitely mull over. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.